It's Tuesday, December 21st, AD 2021. Only 4 days left till Christmas. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian Aid Ministries, based in Ohio, held a press conference yesterday on the escape of the remaining 12 missionary hostages held by kidnappers in Haiti. As the Christian believers were captured, they sang out Psalm 34, verse 7. It says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them." The hostages were kept in one room during their captivity and spent many hours of each day praying, singing, and encouraging each other. Without the benefit of having a Bible, they still recited Bible verses by memory. They also prayed for their Haitian captors and told them about God's love and their need to repent. Weston Showalter, the spokesman for Christian Aid Ministries, revealed the conditions of their captivity.
The hostages did what they could to encourage others who were being held hostage by the same gang. As you know, this issue of kidnapping has seemed to be very widespread, and our group was and is not the only group of people that is being held. Though held in different rooms, they would sing, sometimes being joined by the other hostages, not from their group. Although they couldn't always see the other hostages, they would talk through the walls to encourage them from God's word.
Jesus said, "Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." Matthew 5, verses 44 and 45. Showalter also shared details about the timing of their daring escape.
Over the time of their captivity, God gave various hostages a desire to attempt an escape, but it took a while for all of them to agree on when and how that could take place. To attempt such a thing would be dangerous. They sought God over and over again, seeking direction from Him. They sought God in prayer. When would be the time? How could it be done? On several occasions, they planned an escape, but they had decided if specific things didn't happen at specific times that they had determined as a group, they would accept that as God's direction to wait. Twice, when they planned to escape, God gave clear signs that this was not the right time.
You can watch the whole 58-minute-long press conference video, including pictures of the released captives.